Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy DC on Fly, man. There's some big news from my favorite home security company. Simply Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has a 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. Yes, that means you can zoom in. How many times? 8x, ugly man! And clearly see things like the faces and license plates to capture critical evidence. Yes, that's right. For people who like to, you know, snitch. It has an easy remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet, and it can go anywhere on your property. What's more, Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off, y'all. That's 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. So to learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/85south. Again, that's simplysafe.com/85south.
You gotta play me some motherfucking pimping, man. You gotta play me.
The pimping shall be played.
The pimping, prepare the pimping music.
Prepare the pimping
organs. The organs of the pimp shall be played. Prepare the trumpets. Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
That's that freestyle shit.
What you talking about?
You supposed to hit that New York sign shit.
Ain't that shit there.
You hit it, kid. Oh, that was a drop?
Yeah.
This nigga, everybody else look, bro.
I thought you had this shit.
Oh, you pop it first, son. You drop the mixtape. Let's do it.
Yo, son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want to do?
Yeah, wow. All right,
check this out.
Yeah.
Yo, mad niggas know. Hold on. Check this out. All right. Okay. So, living upstairs with my baby mother. Had to share a room with my little brother. It was cold as hell in the winter because we didn't have a one or two pieces of the cover. Niggas watching undercovers because the niggas outside of the building. Because I've been selling these routes, trying to dodge these cops in and out of these buildings. Keep it real. Nigga trying to get a meal. How you feel? Because you ain't never had a meal off the deal. But keep it real when I chill. How it feel? Yeah. Now bring it back. When we was selling the crack, and we didn't tell nobody that we was really doing that. We kept the pockets on fat, and we was riding on something that was triple black with some gold D's on that. And look it up, and that's a fact. If I could do it now, I'd probably go back. That's when niggas made moves. Didn't move around with a whole lot of dudes. Something like that, son?
Yeah, son, that didn't take me there, though.
Son.
Yo, I want to hear some DMX shit, son.
Fuck, son.
Yo, that was baloney, son. That was baloney, kid.
Yo, that was baloney?
It was baloney, son.
That shit was hard, son.
That shit was mad real, son.
Yo, word to mother?
Mother.
Yo, son.
Mother.
Yo, son. Not mother.
Yo, son, man. Me and my baby mother, we was upstairs. Niggas was in and out of the building. Son, the motherfucking undercovers used to be out there every morning. Son, it's cold as shit, son. Swear to God, son. I'm not just capping to be rapping, nigga. These ain't words that just rhyme, nigga. Nigga, I live this shit, nigga. Fuck is you saying,
nigga? You gotta
nigga?
Say the infamous, fuck out of here.
Fuck is you saying, son? Fuck out of here,
yo,
son.
Yo, fuck out of here.
Son, you ain't even from this block, son. So yo. I'm telling you, niggas know. If you don't believe me, son, ask niggas. Mad niggas know. Yeah, mad niggas
That's
know.
That's when you get mad.
Yo, mad niggas know. Mad niggas in my hood,
yo, son, why you crying?
You ain't never been. Yo, son, man, relax. Yo, man,
niggas
you niggas
wild,
fucking much when it ain't time to play about shit that ain't supposed to be played about.
Yo, and check this. I heard that shit before.
Yo, son, fuck that, son. You be spitting rings and shit, son. I heard you when it's in the car with the shit. The whole icy chain.
Yo, son, yo, listen,
son.
Yo.
You say that same shit.
Yo, I know.
I'll never flex on you, though, son. You do that shit,
yo,
son.
Yo, my man, he's tight.
Yo,
he's
son,
tight.
You do that shit,
he's
son.
Tight right
you
now.
Son, every time it's a few loads, you know what I'm saying? Every time it's a few loads, you always say that same shit. Yeah, I know what it is. Cam, cam, blam, blam. You not Cam, nigga.
Yo, you not
you. You not Cam. Okay.
Yo,
okay.
You never had a bandana.
Okay. Okay.
Bandana.
Yo, son, what the fuck out of here, son? Nigga,
okay.
Man, yo, son. Come on, man. Nigga, you
yo,
know,
yo,
son.
Yo.
Yo, son, nigga, when you ever
yo.
Seen me with anything, when you ever seen me with anything but a motherfucking snapback? I was wearing snapbacks before niggas was even on that.
Yo, son, you was the first nigga that had a Gucci do-rag, son.
Yo, son.
They don't even
all
make
right,
them,
son.
Kid.
That was that one weekend, son. One fucking weekend.
You didn't even tie your shit.
Yo,
you had it shit getting stuck on your. Yo, it's
you
called
it, son.
It's called a snooky.
Yo, son.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. Nigga had a snooky on, son.
Yo, son. Yo, son, man, this nigga's bugging, son.
Yo, wow, son. Yo.
It's like every time we get lit, son, you say the most wild shit, son. You know how much shit we got into because of you? Every time we go out, this nigga say some wild shit. You say the most foul shit, nigga.
Yo, but why your mans is quiet like that, son?
Yo, that nigga is tired of your shit, too, son. You like, you always getting us in some shit.
Yo.
And then when the shit pop off,
you wasn't there.
You wasn't there when the shit pop off.
Yo.
You wasn't there. You always, like, convenient.
You not there. Son.
You not there, you show up.
Yo, check
son,
this.
You show there, up, but you like, not there.
Check this, son.
Like,
yo,
you don't know your shit about to pop off. And
yo,
you just,
yo,
nigga not there, though.
Yo.
But were you there, though?
Yo, I'm beating
you. Were you there, though? But were you there?
Yeah.
But swear to God.
Yeah, swear to God. On Snooki.
No, put it on your other baby mother, the one you like. The one you like.
Oh, Donica.
Come on, man.
Yo, Donica.
The little Dominican one. You know.
Favoritism, Dyke.
From uptown. You fucking clown ass nigga.
Yo, son, I'm eating different.
Yo.
I'm breathing different. I'm out.
This nigga drink one green juice, now he living different.
Yeah.
This nigga one green juice away from
this nigga drank beet juice and thought his doodle was bleeding.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga almost
one
died drinking
juice,
beet juice.
Yo, you my doodle for that, son.
Yo, drink one beet
that's
juice.
My doodle,
about to die, son.
That's my doodle, kid. That's my doodle.
Dead ass, yo. This nigga.
Yo,
he said something. I'm fucked up, son. Fucked up.
I never seen you niggas in on Brooklyn, B. Fuck out of here.
This nigga didn't even get shut out. This nigga was down the street, man. This nigga was down the street when this shit happened, son. This, fuck out of here, nigga. We seen the footage, nigga.
Don't show me that, son.
But nigga, you jumped in the car and ran down the fucking... You was in the car, nigga. Mad niggas got shot, but you wasn't one of them, nigga.
Yo, so why I supposed to get shot? How many
yo,
times
yo,
you got
just
shot?
Saying, nigga, you just playing up like you was so hurt, nigga. What they hurt, nigga? Your feelings?
That's crazy, kid. All of this coming for the main niggas in G-Unit. Really?
Yeah. Wow, nigga. You know
that's
you
where you're going?
Wow, nigga.
That's where you're
wow,
going?
Wow, nigga. You know you used to be the only nigga up here with G-Unit tank tops on, nigga.
Tank top alive.
Yeah.
Prime.
Yo, you had the vest on, kid.
Fuck that.
Mel Pass is prime.
He had the gorilla unit, kid.
Nah. Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Nah.
Hey.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck out of here.
Y'all niggas bugging, kid.
Here you go. Look, man. You know it's always dope to have somebody dope in here.
Come on, man. They been asking about you, bro.
Man, y'all niggas was scared to pull up on the west side. I said, just pull up on Simpson.
We been always on the nigga. My baby mama was saying that.
Told y'all nigga pull up on the west side.
I know y'all all the J's on the west side, from the Blue Flame all the way up to the new BP.
Y'all didn't come down Simpson, though. You go down Simpson, go down the little corner, get over
it's
the train track.
It's a big-ass pothole in the middle of Simpson.
Hit that motherfucker.
Nah, that's why people don't be coming down there. You be wondering why the traffic done slowed down, because you know that exact pothole that I'm talking about. That motherfucker big and uneven, that bigger.
See,
and
the
your
thing,
whole car do like this.
The thing is,
my bullshit,
but the thing
right,
is,
like, kind of damn near dead in the middle of Simpson. And if you ain't from there, you don't know it's there.
Everybody in Atlanta know not to ride the right lane. Get your ass out the right lane.
Hey, that's the side you're supposed to drive on.
But that's the best part.
Have to be like, you do have to do steps. Like this going down Simpson.
Feel like your car go down some steps. You hit that shit.
You be this close to the fucking car. Ladies man. And gentlemen,
that shit hurt
famous.
The inside. Come on, man.
Supercharged.
Come on, man.
We've been getting all kind of requests to get you in here, man, and we fucking with your movement over here at the 85 South Show, man. I'm gonna tell you how I fucking came into your work. I was on Facebook on this fucking Impala group, and the fucking, you had made the video with the fucking, with an actual Impala, like he was talking shit. But somebody took the voice and put it on the video of one of my Impalas, and then I posted the shit. And I found the original shit, and I posted it, and everybody in the comment like, nigga, this Supercharged Kevin, Supercharged Kevin, Supercharged. I'm like, nigga, I know now. So I went and watched all your shit, man. I thought my nigga was dead.
Man.
You a fool with the car. You be going crazy with the motherfucking track hawk, man. And all in the woods with the four-wheelers and ATVs and shit, man. How did this shit all happen, bro?
Man, that shit happened quick. Went there like, what, 2 years? I've been there like 2 years. It's just day out the day, you can't predict it. And shit just keep coming. Just different stuff. For all the car shit, that been embedded me before I even did comedy. I'm doing car stuff, racing, and shit, that was the main thing that was paying the bill. A lot of people don't know that car world big.
Yeah, yeah.
So you was for real racing and making money. You can race somebody for the title, go sell that car to CarMax. You can, said, you know, if you budget what you doing right, they got a nigga doing races for like 50,000 now.
Oh, yes, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
So that's what that was to come up on the racing and shit. What was your car?
At that time, I had, that right when 2015 dropped, I had a Hellcat, right? It was some fat. Me, Rollo, and Tilt, only nigga had Hellcats in the city. These niggas so slow, everybody want a Hellcat now. I'm driving up Simpson, nigga, running in the middle of the street. He had a supercharger, you know, supercharger, wine.
You can hear it.
Hey, bro, I think you need to put some power steering fluid in your car. I said, nigga, that's a supercharger. No, young blood, I know what I'm talking about, man. When you came up the street, I heard it was, that's a supercharger, bro. Y'all little dumb motherfuckers. All right, dad, go on about your business, man. So after that, it just went crazy.
Yeah.
So, even then, like, with the track off, same thing, dream car. When I got that shit off, man, that's like a hood accomplishment.
Right.
Because that shit, when that's not happening, it just, I get like a lot of people don't feel like, even when it comes to Instagram and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You ain't making right decisions or you ain't making money, all that type of shit. But it really, you just gotta market yourself, your business and stuff. So
that's
one of the main things.
I got it, bro. You gotta get a voiceover agent, man. You have a very distinct voice, and the shit just, so you can say shit and it just be funny because you said it.
Yeah, it'd be like if I'm out in public. I always like be harassing my mama or some shit, like harassing her, fucking with her. I might walk around and do a joke, come on another aisle, smile like, oh, Supercharged Cam, I knew you was in here. I'm like, how you know? Your voice. My mama said, I told your ass shut the hell up, you in that loud ass shit. Got these people in here embarrassing me and stuff. Man, I be on her ass every day though, so shout out to mama too, cuz.
Hell yeah.
You
got to. This nigga just said his mama told him the coldest shit in the world.
Yeah, man.
Say what? Man, say that shit.
Oh,
again.
Man, my mom says sometimes you got your best ain't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be better than your best.
You wanna know what my mom told me?
What she said?
She said, you out there fucking around with them girls, and you fuck around and fuck with one of them ugly ass girls, you got to deal with her ugly ass for 18 years, so you better do it. I was like, damn. That's my motivation before I go outside?
She ain't want no ugly grandbaby, man.
Man.
And she knew what you gonna be able to look at. They see the vision long term.
Ain't messing with no Draculas though, bro. We ain't doing that. Yeah, female walk around. Looking like Brock Lesnar, daddy. I'm straight on that.
Now you gotta have some ugly women in your life at some point.
How many you had?
About four.
Bro.
I'm at an age where I can start letting some of this shit go. It's so long ago, it can't hold it against me.
Four ugly ones.
About four.
Was it back to back? Was it like a drought? Was it just like?
Nah, it was scattered. I would never hit four ducks back to back.
Because then it's you.
But one time I did look up and I had some ducks in the rotation. And I was like, No, I underestimated myself. The motherfuckers I met Monday ain't fucking with these sad motherfuckers. It was raining outside that day. It wasn't much outside.
Man. You talking about they ugly as hell, like, or they was just...
No, it's just like, they might not have been ugly at first. It's like, over time, they was like, you know, you really ain't my type.
It had to be, though, if you took her ass off through
there,
now.
Never been fucking with a girl, and then she changed her hairstyle, and then you ain't like her no more.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She evolved. I met a female, she had the whole shit next day. Shout out to little Stephon Marbury motherfucker.
But. Yeah, but see, most motherfuckers look good with braids. Like, if you meet her with braids and she look good, you really gotta wait till she take them braids out. And you don't know what the fuck she gonna look like with them braids out.
I mean, you see her without them braids, you be like, shit, let me learn.
But
how
the braids
braid.
Help too, because you see how her head shape, because you got some motherfuckers who head shape weird, man. You feel me on that? When I seen you said that shit. That's a story on that?
Yeah. At some point of the relationship, you do got to see how her head shaped in the back.
Because your child might head.
Yeah. Right, her shit might be elongated. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes that shit will scare you. You can't find the back. You be like, hey, you ain't got no back.
Got a little flat motherfucker.
Flat
little
head.
Like a thumb or some yep. shit. Yeah.
Straight on out.
Hey, you got to sit up more often.
But a lot of, that's how they pick the hairstyle. They get the hairstyle based on the shape of their head, I think.
Man, nah, bro. Dang.
They just getting random shit. Man, fuck y'all. It's got something to do with
you,
it.
You think they take that into consideration?
I'm sure the lady who does hair be like, this don't fit your head.
Nah, they go,
give it to me anyway.
This is women do, right? This is women. They go on Instagram and look for it first. Oh, what you think about this? They post in their little group chat, then they figure it out like that, send it to their friend. But y'all don't tell y'all friends. Y'all don't keep it real with each other. Then your friend step out, then she got a shit, and what's that shit called? A leave out?
That's their real hair.
Yeah.
Leave out.
They gotta find
But they go to the club, it be scraped before they go.
Right.
Then they try to come to you out to the club, you right there, you like, man.
See, they're still trying to find that perfect blend of like fake hair and their real hair. If they can find a way to like layer that shit.
That's a full wig now.
Did you know that even when they wearing fake hair, the leave out is the stunt, because that's their real hair.
But
so it's kind of like a two for one. They're like, yeah, bitch, it's fake, but look at my real shit laying on top of this fake shit. But you don't even know, because that's how good my shit
minute,
really is.
But if the leave out brown and it has
like this,
that ain't mixing though.
Sometimes it's you just have to leave.
So they just put a piece on.
So it's kind of just like, it's kind of like they just leave out some of the real hair.
Snap on.
Yeah.
Not really pop out. Goddamn shit. It's a little pop out.
It's a pop out.
You usually see it when they don't got through fighting or some shit. Man. They be right there, bitch. Did a girl come over there and photograph?
Now, that's a good question to ask. You ever dated the girl who got her braids pulled out and she still had the bald spot?
Give it a fight.
You ever dated one that got their ass whooped and you had to comfort her afterwards?
Nah, but I did fuck with this girl one time who showed me this video of her fighting on YouTube and she won. I was kind of like, that's what's up.
So she just showed you a WWE match.
It's on private now.
You can't go back and watch it.
Nah, it ain't for public no more. But it did about. I like 100,000 before.
The fight, was that crazy?
It was a good ass fight because they was at the gas station and she was fighting like this one girl, and then something like the video stopped, and it kind of like went to like sideways, then it came back. And she was fighting like some more girls, but she was throwing them things. But she did get her shit like bopped one good time.
How was she watching you while she showed you this shit?
She was kind of like
facial expression.
Looking around.
Was she reenacting the facial expression?
What my reaction was going to be.
What was your facial expression?
I was into it like, fuck it, I don't know these people. I'm watching like a regular.
Let's go back.
No, because it wasn't even like that, because I don't know at what point this shit could flip. I got to watch it one time unbiased. Then the next time I run it back, and then I'd be like, this way you could have.
Like I said, what she put on private for?
Because it was just, it was so ghetto.
She wasn't proud of it.
She wasn't proud of it.
She wasn't proud of it.
She wasn't proud of that shit.
But I had to show you.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I had to show you.
I mean, I've heard this story. Well, I don't seen it. Female, she showed me when she whooped her nigga ass. I'm just like, who videotaped it? My sister.
Damn. She like it?
Most
women got a fight video somewhere.
They don't
have on their best friend phone.
Yeah.
Like if she be like, you wanna see it? Send me the fight video. Like she'll have it sent over.
She said she'll change.
Over.
I'm a changed woman.
Right.
I don't do that type of stuff no more.
She
damn lie. Look, see.
Any moment. Any moment. Click right back to it.
That's just the hood life, man.
Depend though, cause you got shit. You got Whoa Vicky out here fighting motherfuckers.
Who's
remember she beat the How About That girl ass? Or, ain't that How About That?
They got him.
She saying
something like
that. Hold up,
bro.
Wait a minute.
What?
They got him.
He beat the fuck out of her ass in a studio or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck they got going on? Ain't it How About That?
You know it because you keep laughing, bro. You be saying that shit in the mirror.
I don't. I can't remember what it is. What is it? Yeah, that's what she said.
That's my homeboy girlfriend, Clank Clank.
Yeah.
Who?
That's her boyfriend.
Which one?
The nigga who be like, Clank Clank.
Oh, no.
You don't know. I know him.
He be on the west side?
Nah, he's in Florida.
I thought them niggas say Florida. Don't the Florida niggas still say bike? They get mad you say that shit.
Yeah, they like that shit. That's what they do that.
I ain't no Florida, just got motherfucking alligator walking around like that, dog.
Oh, man, we went on some alligator shit down through the, where they take
on the swamp boat.
Nigga, it was a motherfucking alligator. This bitch looked like a big leather couch. It was humongous, nigga. Nigga was just laying up there, man.
Just chilling.
He was like, nigga, I know y'all ain't about to fuck with this. I know y'all ain't fucking with this.
You part of ground, that nigga.
Nah, fuck that.
Jump
ain't
on
no,
that nigga.
Ain't nobody grabbing this bitch.
Who was that nigga that died fucking with the crocodile hunter?
He ain't died with the crocodile.
Then he got stabbed.
Stingray.
Stab Ray.
You know what the stingray did?
They say when he got tattoos and teardrop and shit on his face after that.
No, he didn't.
The stingray.
Oh.
They got a warrant out for murder.
The stingray and filet, they chopped that nigga up quick after that bitch.
I don't know why white people don't
they
think.
They killed that nigga. They ate that nigga that night. They ate that
they
nigga.
They tried to say it was a stingray attack. The stingray just was fucking stingraying.
Well, he stabbed that nigga like in the heart or some shit, right?
Exactly.
You think, story, bro.
I ain't even know.
We gonna put some comedy in that shit.
I ain't even know.
That's fucked up because the crowd felt like he was just about to teach us some other shit. Like, did you know polar bears can talk? He was on the cusp of some shit.
Didn't he? White guy fucked up too,
didn't he? I don't know, bro. Why you gotta bring up tragic shit?
That ain't tragic. That was our nigga. We learned a lot of shit from the crocodile hunter.
Yeah. He got kids. His kids do the work that he used to do without jumping on the animals.
Yep.
His kids do it safer. They come out with the koala bear.
Yeah.
They don't just do like the gators no
more. Crocodile hunter same way. Like, what's the nigga who be painting with the afro?
Bob Ross.
Nigga come on TV late at night. You just be sitting right. What the hell is this nigga?
And I've been watching that shit so much. Bob Ross will really convince you that you know how to paint, man.
Yeah, because you think that. He just sit right there. And,
you just do what he
do. Look
at
that. You got to do the voice. Oh, yeah, this is very nice right here. And he going home where he go to school the next day. Well, shit, he did that. But then a lot of teachers try to make you draw the shit that he was drawing. You can't draw that shit.
You know this nigga with Cole. He said he make happy little accidents.
That's all right. But if you really do what he just did on that bitch, your shit'll come out kind of all right.
Well, first of all, you ain't gonna be able to do the shit he doing, cause this nigga got paint knives and shit that you don't even know where to get.
Nigga, you got four colors. This nigga got a whole palette.
This nigga
shit.
Done took
this
nigga. Oh yeah, but
shit.
It look like it don't even be like wet when he put that motherfucker.
They don't put that much on there.
Man,
we be putting too much. We finger painting. That's how they showed us. In
your
school.
Shit running off the goddamn.
This nigga got real paint.
You in this class? You put your hands on it. And
that
make
shit.
It.
He got $5 a squirt.
A little bit, just gonna make a little.
That's a $30
dab.
Yeah,
he whispered all the time.
$30 dab.
I was in that bitch off two perk 30s. He would take them two at a time.
That nigga was in that thing that where that show was like 2 hours long.
Man, that nigga was shooting that shit at the crib. They just shot a documentary about him.
And then they saying that there's a whole controversy about they want to sell his work. They fighting over his estate or whatever.
Yeah, them kids like, bro, them up. Every time somebody dies, it's gonna be some shit. Mm-hmm. Kids be showing
I want my daddy paint.
My daddy wanted me to have all this shit.
Where the one on go sell it.
My daddy used to paint me in the back of the painting. I was me in the mountain.
Somebody gonna
me
sell
in the
it.
Tree.
I was getting sold.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
That's just the game, baby.
That's part of
That's
it.
That's America. You gotta get ripped off.
Depend on it.
They give you just enough to get the fuck on.
Don't get ripped off.
I'm just who the fuck has ever been treated fairly?
Beyonce. She don't have her way.
Hey, everybody. This is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
I don't know if it was fair.
Out of all the people that didn't matter. She
Beyonce
still got
that
2 million dollars.
Beyonce can call some. What's her little, the beehive? Why them folk don't?
They're going to be on your ass. You shouldn't have mentioned them.
I fuck with the beehive.
Right. You don't know what that even means.
They good. As long as you don't say nothing crazy, shit. Beyonce having her way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be on my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, they on it.
Because you shouldn't have mentioned her.
They don't like
anytime you
it's
mention
like a real beehive. You can't
mention
Candyman or damn what? I can't mention Candyman five times too.
Why you want
all this
ahead,
smoke,
bro.
Man?
Go ahead.
Nigga, Candyman at the damn.
That's three.
Right, bro.
That's three.
You just said it too.
No, I didn't.
Stop,
I don't say
man.
It.
So if I say Candyman one more time, this nigga's gonna be right here.
We don't know.
With a trench coat on. Who made the trench coat?
Man, it's cold in Chicago, nigga.
Baby Fat.
He had a Burlington Coat Factory coat.
Man, it's Birdman. Listen, that is where he get it from.
Baby shower.
Look at the wardrobe. That's just like Jeepa Creeper.
But I'm gonna go see the new movie.
Man. I'm trying to. I don't know if I'm gonna go see it, but I'm gonna see
but
it.
But you gotta dress up like him, though.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's only right. It's only right.
I ain't dressing up like
where you gonna get beans,
they
bro?
Gonna lock your ass up soon.
Yeah, they gonna get stuck.
Nigga just gonna be in there eating candy. He ain't gonna hit nothing but candy wrappers, though.
Eat some popcorn with the hook.
Who is this nigga stealing Raisinets? Get this nigga out of
I'm
here.
I'm Candyman, bitch. Remember that first one they had all them niggas in the lineup?
Yeah, the one nigga.
Speak up and say the line. I'm Candyman, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the nigga hit
him?
Think
about
nigga it. Hit in the face with the crowbar. Yeah. Step who else to go back? Say the goddamn line.
They need to bring the leprechaun back then. I ain't messing with him, dog.
At the end, that shit got corny.
Nah, they started talking about he was in the space. Hood.
They made 13
in the hood,
leprechauns.
Yeah.
They put Jason in the hood.
They always send a nigga to
hold
the
hold on, Jason went to Manhattan.
Then he fought a nigga on the roof. Remember he fought that nigga on the roof. That nigga tried to square up with Jason.
Jason like this.
On the roof. That nigga squared up. And Jason squared up with him. The nigga man, put the knife down.
They made about 13.
He punched that nigga head off, bro.
Nah.
He punched his head clean off. He got some body shots and Jason was like.
On Manhattan? Well, he shot him on
Jason
one.
Jason go to Manhattan, dog. Punched
his head off. Jason versus Michael Myers.
Shit. They had one where the leprechaun had a baby mama and some shit.
Little bitch, leprechaun bitch.
Yeah, they made about 13 of them.
A leprechaun.
Hey,
what's a leprechaun?
Chaka had a whole baby mama. Yeah. Then she killed that nigga.
Kid.
Then a little badass kid,
he was weird. He wanted to be a real little boy. That turned Chaka to
him. They had Pinocchio.
Man, they made everything fucked up, man. They done made the Wonder Years black.
Oh, man, I wonder how them niggas felt.
Man.
We know.
Well, they, I'm glad they ain't go too far back. It's the segregation. Like
sad it. As fuck. What would you do if trying to make it in Montgomery, Alabama?
No, that definitely did that shit.
That shit gonna come on like the heat of the night going off.
Trouble.
Hate that shit.
How they gonna have the Black Wonder Years and Stevie Wonder ain't on it?
Stevie Wonder should be all over. At least do the soundtrack on the harmonica. You should play the harmonica.
But who gonna play it though? Him?
Yeah. Stevie Wonder the callers on the harmonica. Remember that's what
Stevie
came
Wonder
in
played
the game
about 31 instruments. Instruments you didn't even know niggas played. That nigga played a French horn.
Well, you got to put your hand in it?
Yeah, nah, the one that big motherfucker curl under, you got to hold that bitch like this.
Nigga, a tube on it?
Nah, no,
it's a new shit.
Like, you don't know the French. Look it up, nigga. That nigga played a baritone.
I believe you.
Alto sax.
He said the baritone.
All that shit.
What is it, a bass drum?
Yeah.
Man, that man ain't
harmonica,
paying
no. Drums, snare, the piano, the organ. See, this is just the shit I seen him doing.
That's Alicia Keys, then.
Yeah, Alicia Keys.
A lot of people don't even know she was on that piano. Bro.
That girl is on fire.
My little mama, never mind.
Yeah.
You want to know,
nah,
too?
I don't want to say it. Go on.
Little mama was entitled to be up there. She was entitled. What do you mean? She thought everybody from New York was gonna run up.
They said he thought it was Lil Bow Wow.
She had some Henny in it, man. She had to have some Henny in it.
Y'all hear that? They said it. They thought
about it like, you should go up.
Yeah, no, bro. Wow, no.
It's the song. She said she was feeling it.
No.
She should have felt.
Bro, this nigga Jay-Z said, I saw her right there breathing hard like she just performed.
She saw how he looked at first. He was like, yo, who Lil Bow is this? Who's Lil Boy?
That kid.
Stop.
I ain't even.
Yo, nah. Son,
she gonna DM all y'all niggas.
No, she not.
Yo, 106 and Park is on.
She don't give a fuck no more.
Nah, she still do. She
there's been a lot of moments like that, like what the fuck moments.
What you was doing?
When?
Just that moment.
When I saw that?
Nah, I'm saying, like.
What the fuck moment?
Was, yeah. You ever had a what the fuck moment? Like, what the fuck I'm. No.
I
ain't never been nowhere I ain't supposed to be.
I had a lot of what the fuck moments.
Unless they kick me out.
One time out in the middle of the day.
I'm like, that's everywhere, no.
Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be.
One time I got high with a group of people from Iran and went and watched this movie in a foreign movie theater. It was called Marooned in Iraq. It was the craziest shit.
Knew you weren't supposed to be doing that shit.
I was in D.C. somewhere. Nigga went to this foreign movie theater and watched this goddamn movie that was in Arabic. That shit was good as a motherfucker. I was just high, too.
Yeah. You watched a propaganda?
No, it was literally a movie that was just like, these motherfuckers just had a motorcycle and they just was trying to get through. They was trying to get out of Iraq while the fucking war was going on. But all they had was this old ass motorcycle with a car, nigga. These niggas ain't even fuck with each other like that from what I read.
So they had that Prince bike. That Prince motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Then these niggas fall out and they get mad and fuck the motorcycle up. It was crazy. Somehow these niggas get another motorcycle. Oh, you got to see it. It's stupid. If you like watching stupid shit like that. But I watch all kind of stupid ass movies.
That'd be like being on YouTube. You'd be sitting there like, what the fuck is this shit?
I've been watching movies from the 30s and shit.
When the film moved too fast, I don't like that. You know, when that shit be, when the motherfucker be, it be that old-timey shit. Where
nah,
the
it's just an old
came out in black and white movie.
You don't watch them shit?
Man, that shit be right there. What's the one with the horse, Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
Man, I be fucking dying. That shit funny. It's like that whole little theory of what they got going on.
It used to be Nick at Night.
When I was a kid, I used to think that shit was weird.
What's that? What was the other shit? Uncut?
Probably why I don't fuck with horses now. Real, Mr. Ed used to come on. Oh, horses are horses, of course. I don't fuck like.
You can talk to a horse. I ain't nobody.
But
shit
how they was making him do that though?
It's just peanut butter. So.
Man,
that's what they said. They
put peanut butter in his mouth and he trying to get it out,
make it stick. Yeah,
yeah, he get trying to get some more of that shit.
That's way back. They can't do shit no more. Like these motherfuckers had a show about a dolphin.
Flipper. Lassie was a motherfucker. Lassie was doing a lot of work,
was
dog.
Jaws? What was the movie with the killer dog? Beethoven?
That's Cujo. Cujo was before Beethoven.
They rebranded Cujo into Beethoven.
They said, what if Cujo was nice? That's how they go in and pitch shit. They get high on cocaine and be
what
like,
if, what if?
Okay, so look. You saw Cujo, right?
Right.
What if it's,
he has
he's
a
not
son.
And then his
he
son's
has a son.
Fluffy.
Son of Cujo.
Nice. Cuddly.
Protecting the family.
Kids.
Cujo. Not, he's not gonna bite. This is how the white dudes be pitching movies.
And then they get to make a movie.
They just get the green.
Some blue jeans with a black shirt.
Yeah.
Some dirty ass Converse.
Yep. New Balance.
New Balances. Me and this nigga go in there, they kick us out immediately.
Right.
What?
Because we trying to pitch the motherfucking movie where black people use the Nebuchadnezzar
like, hell no.
To get the information and come back and enlighten all the black people.
Sir, can you leave?
Because I feel like the way the Matrix started off, I feel like it was about to go somewhere.
They got a new one.
And then they had to add the white dude in there. I don't know what the fuck all that shooting and shit he was doing, but them black people was on a mission way before they found him.
That was supposed to be Will, though. Remember they said Will Smith didn't do it because he ain't get it?
Right.
So then at that's the end,
they go back in time and stop the Martin Luther King assassination and shit. That's but that's the one I picked.
Like the whole part with Will Smith and that shit? Are you talking about just one?
I was just talking about where Will Smith figured out all his powers and then he started running real fast like Superman and go back in time and stop the Martin Luther King assassination and then jump back on the Nebuchadnezzar.
I don't want to hear that.
I know.
They probably played it wrong. Like, oh, yeah.
I always write alternate endings. Like the one where Ricky don't get shot.
Where he
did
some cuts.
Yep.
Where he cut, right?
He should have been running straight anyway. Man.
Right. Homecoming. He just ran for 300 yards in the game. Same nigga show up at the party. But it ain't, it's just like he gets scraped. He still get drafted and shit because he go to the combine and run a 4-1.
God damn. You gotta run a 4-1. Right. He don't run that 4-1
because
he
ran
through that cut.
Exactly.
So they can say he ran his way out the hood when they put the words over it.
Exactly.
When they show you at the end.
They don't show you boys in the hood, too.
You talking about the white letters and shit?
Yeah.
They show the face.
Boys in the hood, too.
Ran his way out the
hood. Well, dope boy opened up a car detailing shop and they started redoing old school. Him and Lil Chris and Monster, they just all opened up a car customization and bring Exhibit in there, bring the whole West Coast together.
Where the hell is Exhibit at, man?
Who knows? Probably somewhere in the Pimp That Rat.
He gonna curse you out. He don't like
not,
that shit.
Bro, I'm not gonna. I'm not they about said, to tolerate said, no fucking.
They say he get mad when you bring it up.
You can't fuck with him about that print my ride shit.
That's I mean, it makes sense. The episodes, nigga. I'm bringing it up. Man, they. What? My man loves toast in the morning. So we're gonna put a toaster in his cup.
Fucking what? Why? Nobody loves toast that much.
In nigga car, bro. My man loves clowns. So we're gonna
put a toaster in his cup. When they trying to lock their ass up, though? That man, when they put the flames in his office.
Yep.
Bruh, that was a real, that's a true story. I don't know if the whole thing, I think they said that's the reason that they got stopped.
My man Clayton always gotta go to work. So we're gonna put a motherfucking closet in his truck. And it's gonna be magnetized.
You gotta act like you
and
like
it's gonna be shirts on one side, pants on the other, and then we're gonna put a hardwood floor so he can put all his dress shoes right.
Nigga, y'all trying to make me live out my car?
I said I'm down bad. I ain't said I was homeless. What kind of shit is this?
Maybe we can start selling.
All right, the camera's on. Camera's on. Act like you love it.
Getting cussed out though, because they was putting all that shit in the car. Wasn't doing shit to the engine. Just
305. Stop.
Fucking radiating like a motherfucker.
You're using up all my battery with this smoothie machine.
Well,
dummy.
We're gonna have to get a bigger alternator.
The filter for this fish tank is fucking
up. We know this is already your
my
car, but you owe us $23,000 for putting this cappuccino machine in this bubble.
Imagine trying to sell it.
Same thing you say, hey, look, man.
It's a closet in the trunk.
Them cars ain't no closet. They come up every now and then for sale. You'll see it.
Man, sad as fuck.
They buying them?
No, they fucked up. They sad, bro.
Somebody was trying to
look bad.
A pink Range Rover the other day.
I seen the nigga driving it. I was on Windy Hill, and the only reason, I was like, that has to be, because it looked so beat up, it looked like.
Yeah, that was like a 2000, what, that wasn't even 2000,
it looked man. Like, the, I was like, how many motherfuckers really had this Laffy Taffy Range?
Man, I ain't
even
seen it.
For it to have, like, the dings and stuff from the era, like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Bro, one thing, though, when you talk with them cars, and you start seeing some of them cars from the videos and shit, you be like, boy, that motherfucker paid way too much for this shit. This shit was hot and win, 03?
Right. What?
Them folks owe you $97,000.
They stopped that pimp my ride,
shit. And the bitch at the tow truck yard, they want $800 for it. The car was worth more, but you had put all this country-ass bullshit in it.
Now, why the fuck would you put a closet?
Now, you give me $8,000 for it.
But yeah, nigga,
the windshield wipers won't go off. Why not? Because it's a fish tank. Under the windshield. Why did that nigga do that? The fish still alive, believe it or not. The bubble blower still works.
Go ahead, ride. Soon as you hit a speed bump, that bitch gonna break.
Cam, you got the old school, man. What you hiding over there, man?
Sitting down at 79 Trans Am. Real deal smoking the Bandit, though.
Okay.
People don't understand the difference.
Yeah.
T-tops, matching numbers. Just trying to figure out. I don't even know what route I'm gonna go with it yet. Everybody keep trying to sell it. I mean, buy it. You know how that go. Every nigga that try to buy it, I be like, come on with it then.
What they want, what they doing. And I be buying shit.
Oh, nah, I ain't selling, not just.
Oh, you sell it to the mother nigga. You see how they do?
Nah.
You see how they do? He said the mother
to get a nigga away from you, you tell him I'm selling it. If he come to you, I'm like, shit, how much you want for that? I'm like, shit, I sell it to you right now.
But I gotta make sure I got the right now with me, cause I know what to bring. I don't be.
You ain't gotta have the right now with you.
Oh, cause he gonna get the hell on. I'll be back.
I ain't coming back. You already said it's on Simpson Road. Nigga, you think I'm finna go leave and come back to Simpson Road with some money? Them niggas gonna shoot that bitch.
Hey, Cal, you straight, Pamela?
Man, Simpson calling down. Everybody chillin'.
You the one supposed to be buying that car, my cousin. Man. Come on in
there. Buck had the new Simpson.
Shit. Yeah. Everywhere the new Simpson.
Yeah. I'm Paul Street or whatever street.
I'm not finna come.
Be jumping.
No. And you got time to tell them when I'm coming.
And you paying that much to live out there?
Hell no. Them niggas catch you at the goddamn store down the street.
Simpson cool, man. Everybody over there chilling.
Mm-hmm. Tell them niggas know you coming over there with goddamn 18,000. 20,000.
They everywhere though.
That's too expensive. You too expensive, yeah, Cam.
You,
what's it here? What you got, a 79 too, though?
Yep. I got a couple of them hoes.
I see a motherfucker in traffic, I'ma bust your ass.
Nobody about, huh?
I said, if I see you in traffic with them, I'ma bust your ass.
I can't race with you, man. Your shit supercharged.
You can get you put some money in that motor. You just told on yourself earlier. You said they did all that, don't put no money in the motor.
They don't. I did, though. But you supercharged. For you.
Nah, I'll get you one with just without supercharged. Just a bit block.
What?
Just a bit block.
What you want?
Shit.
I got some fast shit, too.
You gonna be driving?
Yeah, well, fuck, I'm with remote control.
Nah, you know, you got other niggas that'll get somebody else to drive. Like, yeah, well, man, I'm scared of the car.
Why would I do that, Cam? Why would I do that? Nobody can drive my fucking car, man. You got me fucked up, man.
Hello, ass, man.
Nah, man, quit playing with me.
You know
man.
It, too.
I got some shit over there that do some shit you ain't seen before.
Man, you gonna knock the hell out of something. What? You have a big ass motor, and you gotta do that suspension, too. See you go through the car.
Cam. Come on, bro. Cam. Come on, bro.
Which one? Yeah, hey.
Cam.
Y'all better tell him.
Cam.
They ain't been doing
you
this.
You wanted to just come here and say you want to race. I would bring some of that shit out, race, go straight back to the crib, pull up in the other shit, and be like, I told you that bitch was fast.
Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Nah, I'm going to catch him on the street. Catch
what
right
you going to be in? So I know.
No, tell
you
me.
Because I'm not going to have you pull up on me in my, and like, Cam, this ain't the race car.
So you got a real deal race car. Yeah. I got a Vega for you.
A Vega?
Yeah.
You got one for me?
Yeah, I do.
It ain't for me.
Man, see.
I don't need no race car.
You said you got something, though.
I got a bunch of shit. You just let me know what you pulling up, man.
Give me that 96 then.
What do you want?
Got the biggest motor in it, yeah.
The biggest motor?
Yeah.
All right.
Heat that body too heavy.
But what you pulling up in?
I'm going
to match you whatever you pull up in.
I do
Now, if I need to go get some more shit, I'd do that, too.
We'll do a 2010 SRT.
Here you go with this shit. You gonna tell me to pull up in the fucking big-ass photo, and then you gonna pull up in the S...
Go the truck. We gonna do the truck. 2010 SRTG. WK1.
Nope.
That's a 6-1 and up.
Nope, it ain't.
It definitely is. It's a 6-1.
It might be, but no. You know better. Come on, man. I'm not fucking stupid. You pull up in some shit.
What year?
It don't matter.
Nah, I just gave you the year. You gotta give me a year. Give me a year. ZR1, Z06.
Yeah, the year do matter.
You ain't gonna give me the year?
Man.
Oh, yeah, you ain't talking about nothing then. Track hog ain't the problem. The track hog, that's the main.
Bitches is real problem.
I don't even, the thing.
They are a real problem.
Yeah, but the one that you play with on the more on the side, none of the ones.
Because you're not pulling up in the track hog that you drove in. You're pulling up with the red key and all this other bad shit.
All right. Go on in it. I see what you want to do.
I'll get back with you. You want to do that type of shit. You going to tell me? Man, pull up in that Impala, the one with the biggest motor.
For what?
So I can pull out the track hole. Came with three people.
That ain't even a hole, though.
Came with three people driving them motherfuckers in America. All the rest of them are wrecked.
You see why, man.
I know. You doing all this extra shit in front of the Chinese store and shit. Got them people scared to come outside.
Nah, they know what's up.
And they do.
They be like, Todd's.
And that's
why they scared. No, they know what's going on.
I can't believe you tried.
Nobody heat that beach.
Nah, bro, that's fucked up. You try to set me up on camera in front of everybody.
Man, I just want to ride,
if you
bro.
You want an easy win.
I just want to ride, bro.
What you want to bring out?
No, this is what I'm saying. I ain't even.
So he gave you two to match, so you said 98.
I'm going to get back with him.
Bet.
Because this is what
see,
I'm
now
saying.
Nigga finna go do all that extra shit, finna call
yeah,
his homeboy.
Yeah, because you came.
Nigga always called him homeboy.
With a street legal race car.
I'm going to match with you, match.
No, you ain't. I'm not.
What sound fell?
It's fine. You ain't the only one got that type of shit, too. I'm gonna go buy one of them bitches, one of them stupid ass orange ones or some shit with a bunch of extra ass shit, fiberglass wing and shit. Cause they got some
shit
came out.
Because you Dick Petty.
The Hellcat Demon Dick. Wide body, super body.
Superstar.
Bitch got a 617 in it. You got the 6'1", I got the 6'1".
Man.
Honey Bee. Daytona.
They put everything on
Demon
them.
Demon Dick. Elephant Trump.
You pull that motherfucker out you want to. GSP
Dodge
gonna be on your ass.
Demon Hellraiser. Jack-o'-lantern.
And GSP gonna be on that ass, boy. Hey. You don't be dealing with them now?
No, because I told you, I'm not riding like that.
Nigga, you can just ride in some shit. They'll hit your shit.
No, they won't. Now, man, I drive like a grown man. I just be cruising in my shit. They might pull me over and be like, hey, man, what year is this? My granddad had one of them. All right, man, I didn't want to. I didn't mean to bug you, man. You're Carlos, right? Oh, my. Bro, I fucking seen this car.
As a matter of fact, get your ass out this goddamn car.
Nope. Ain't no getting out the car, man.
See, you get a different type of love.
They be watching your video. They're like, come on. Come on, Cam. Hey, man, you know you can't be out here like that, man. Come on, man. You got these old folks scared to come out here, man. Come on, Cam. Put that motherfucker up, man. You believe you the one put that hole in Simpson Road in. Get your ass out of here, man. Hey, but let me get a picture, man. My little sister love you.
My little sister. I went out on the walkie-talkie one day.
Like, Cam, take that shit in.
Like, bro, y'all niggas tripping. Man, so many cars, they be cool, though. They pull up and they just be like, hey, bro, I watch your videos, but if GSP see your ass and the motherfucker, they gonna hit you. He's like,
see?
They was like, we see Carlos coming through here, we gonna hit that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, no. I got my seat them niggas on.
You should.
All I'm doing is the speed limit, watching Hustle and Flow in that bitch. You know it's hard, I ain't even You ain't knowing that.
You got to depend on what area you gonna ride in. You ride in Buckhead, they gonna get mad at you.
Don't go there, man. That's the wild, wild west.
That's where you gotta go.
Young, I don't wanna be nowhere no bunch of young niggas at.
It's Thundercats. You gotta call them Thundercats.
Mm-mm. Hey, man. Thundercats, motherfucking He-Man and She-Ra.
Nah, I don't wanna be nowhere west no bunch of young niggas at. I wanna be everywhere they don't wanna be.
I start going to Barnes & Noble and shit.
They there for the Wi-Fi.
Nah, be there out some books. Them niggas.
Hey,
them goddamn books is like garlic to a vampire. Ha! What you mean, irreconcilable? Nigga, what that mean? Is that literature? Oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. They don't like nothing progressive.
What you think about the Water Boys?
I think.
They ain't been on your ass yet?
They have. They caught me one day, I was fucked up. I had no cash on me.
You say you lame as fuck?
Nah, the nigga said, boy, that Carlo Miller, boy, I know he got a 20 for at least for a 20 for the split. I was like, damn, look, bro, shit.
I'm gonna have to loop back through here.
Man, your whole ass ain't coming.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, nigga, oh, bro, you finna be everything said, in the book. No,
that nigga said, man, all right, bro, you lucky we fuck with you, bro.
Them nigga joined hands one time, me. I came up the street, they got in the middle.
Yeah.
Went around there, yeah, something.
Like
that. Nigga gonna DM me. You fuck, nigga, lame, man, nigga, boy, you fuck. Could've gave nigga a fire.
Boy, you in that hawk, bro. They know money. They know money when they see it.
Man, I guess
they super charged. They tried to play Red Rover.
My thing, the Water Boy.
With a trade out.
We cool. I gave nigga $20 one time. He looked at it and was just like, put it in his pocket and say, I said, damn, bro, ain't gonna say thank you.
Shit. Boy, fuck you. See, that's
I'm
the
like,
thing.
Bro,
that's what it started.
Yeah, they looked at me like I was a loser.
It started out with the Water Boys. They was actually boys, but it's these niggas too old.
They grown.
Nigga, you grown. You could be
trying to big bro you. And they the big bro.
Right.
It's just like the fuck nigga that be lying, some of they on the football team. Pops. And they got down 25.
Nigga, you been graduated,
man. That nigga asked him when his birthday was. That nigga said, he got me. And they say, how old are you? 17. What's your birthday?
Shit. Fix yourself.
What year you were born? You got me, man. God damn.
Give me $5.
You heard about the fake school?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I hasn't heard about that, the fake school.
These niggas 20 and 30 years old, them high school boys, and pummeled the shit out of them.
They beat them like 60-0 or something stupid.
58 to nothing.
They tore the ACL or something?
These niggas got pummeled.
They made a fake school. They said it was an online school.
One of them old niggas got hurt. He was on the ground. He done lit a cigarette.
Ooh, I gotta go to the hospital.
I need kids over there, baby. Daddy, you okay? Get off me. Get off me.
Man, I hope y'all think he did that shit for real.
I'm like,
man,
you see where the problem. They was on ESPN next to Nestle. They were all the way on work.
But what they were doing it for? Like, what was the goal?
I don't know, bro, but they finessed their way all the way on to
the game. I don't think it was a finesse, man. Somebody at ESPN,
they knew,
was on that motherfucking good coke that weekend. We need another football documentary. I'm telling you, last chance you is doing record numbers. Listen, Bishop Sycamore, check this out. Underprivileged Black kids, right? Come out of nowhere. Inner City Championship. Just can't wait for football season to start. Okay, Black coach, arrest warrant. Who's on the team? D1 rejects. Rejects.
D2.
They're all kicked out of school.
They all got kicked out 10 years ago.
They don't have to go to school because there is no school.
There is no school.
Right? We're pretending to be a school.
Let's pretend. We're playing pretend.
But there's no school.
Hey, keep this going.
Just football.
What's the name of the team?
Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore.
Sycamore?
Sycamore.
The hell are they?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
Nah.
Hey. Exactly. Exactly. This is how this goes. It got to be the drugs, man.
Dude that played for him said they put him in a hotel for 5 months. They never went to class. He said he was the youngest recruit. He was like 15 going on 16. Everybody around him was 19 and 20. And he said it was niggas from Columbus, where he was from, and grown niggas from New York.
I believe this whole shit is fake. This is somebody's midterm project. This whole shit is fake. There ain't no way this shit real.
You think it's a project?
It's a whole farce. They just trying to see what kind of shit we'll believe.
We can get away with.
Yeah. I don't believe none of that.
How they get
shit
that far?
What's the goal? Go to the league?
Exactly.
Because there ain't no way them niggas would have been that old and got beat that bad.
How?
It's impossible.
Oh, I thought they won.
No,
they didn't practice. They said they just played games.
Nigga, it don't matter.
They played a game 3 days before.
So they got on ESPN. Before. The other team whooped their ass.
Can you imagine seeing some high school niggas playing a bunch of washed up grown niggas?
And beat the shit out of them.
And they burning these old niggas. And these old niggas just give it, you got it, nigga. Shit, boy.
Woo! These youngsters.
They said shit between play like, boy, I ran like that in years.
Them young boys got some power.
They out there coaching and shit. Hey, square your shoulders up. Square your shoulders up, son. Hey, pay attention. This your moment.
Keep your head up when you're hitting.
I don't believe this shit. I know. I think it's fake.
It's got to be. Yeah, because I don't see what the end goal was.
Yeah, that one I'm still trying to figure out. I'm like, damn, man.
Because y'all didn't even try to be good.
You know what the end goal was.
What was it?
To play Snoop Dogg's team for the SFL championship.
That was the whole goal.
But you don't never be thinking about this shit. Like, I saw a picture of Adele, right?
Who?
Adele, the singer, white lady. She lost all this weight. Now she deal with black men.
She did before, though.
But I'm saying she waited till she lost weight to deal with black men.
I thought that's what her low was about.
If she was just going to deal with black men, she could have stayed fat.
Hey, we
that's some deep shit going on.
We accept.
So she don't have no white men?
Not no more.
Shape any woman chooses to be.
That don't make sense.
It don't.
She probably finna inbox.
It's her choice.
Yeah.
New body, new shit. She don't want to do nothing she was doing before that.
What song she sang?
I understand it, but then I noticed the pattern. I was like, wait a minute. I just kept the shit you had.
Hello.
Hello.
That shit.
Hello from the other side. Mm. She looked like a whole new motherfucker. I didn't even know who she was. I was like, who is it later?
Probably on
new faces are the thing. I don't know who the fuck nobody is.
No. New face?
I'm saying like people getting their face done and shit.
I don't know. But is losing weight the same thing as getting your face done? That's not.
I think losing, if you lose enough weight, your face gonna change anyway.
You want to lose some? Yeah. You don't want to keep the face.
Not that. That more.
No, I'm saying like people actually going to get their face changed and shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, you look up and they just be a whole new motherfucker.
I mean, you know, they get sensitive about that.
If somebody wants to change and have something they don't like.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck it.
You'll do it?
Nah. Because they ain't going to recognize me at the bank. Because the lady be like, can you see, look up so I can see you? I'm like, I want to keep this face. That's the one they know.
Yeah, I don't know how you go in it. No, I don't know how you go in and just pick apart. Hey, I gotta trust the Lord.
Man, the Lord, I ain't gonna do that.
Said, hey, man, this is what you gotta work with.
Kid. Hell no, because I done seen motherfuckers way uglier than me out here. I'm good. I think that's what be making people have the wrong kind of confidence. You gotta move around, man.
You're not seeing enough people.
It's you, exactly.
You can't look in the mirror all the time. You always looking in the mirror and you looking at you and you like, damn, I'm ugly. And you like, no, you need to go compare.
You need to go see that.
Yeah, you need to go.
What your competition
is.
Yeah,
then you need to see how a motherfucker make you feel. What a motherfucker make you lean back when you see him and shit. You like, I don't make people lean back.
It's a lot of plain-faced motherfuckers out here. Just
oh, man. Without these lashes.
Never remember.
Oh, man, peel away the lashes.
Man,
this bitch's face look like ashes, nigga. Little bug eyes. Whoa, grasshopper. Put your lashes back on.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do. I think them real long ones, bro, that be kind of too much because you can't even see your damn eyes. Them little long ones, I'm straight on them.
Nah, it's whatever. Whatever she fucking wearing.
So you telling me if your girl came with some big ass eyelashes like that, you fucking with her?
Hey, if she already bought them, it's too late. She got them on now.
I strained
like my
eyelids.
She gonna take them off because your ass
straight and put them motherfuckers in. Got a bonnet for her damn eyelash. She go to sleep. Nah, I mean,
That shit too damn long.
These ladies be wearing all type of crazy shit. You can't say nothing about it, though. You just got to support it.
Yep. We ain't asked for that shit.
You're not, it ain't for you.
And
the argument thing. Remember when I was younger, they said that. Do not argue with no woman. Just let her have it.
And you better not like nothing now. Don't like shit.
Oh, shit.
Don't like
you
shit.
You talking like
shit.
On Instagram?
No, just period. In life.
Nah, on
if
Instagram.
Your girl find out
though.
You like some shit, nigga, so, you look at a bitch that's different. This what you like.
That's
so
what
this
I'm
what
saying.
You like.
That's just like with me.
Oh, you they make you feel bad about shit you actually like. You like big titties, you like fat
Instagram,
ass.
We don't
you
need
like
it.
Wet pussy. This what you like. You like, yeah.
It's so many
no,
people
I
that say that.
Not
that,
no more.
It's so many people. I heard you though, nigga. Don't think. No, it's so many people that say it's a lot of couples that don't even follow each other.
They don't need to.
I see that though.
You don't need to follow your
because
girl.
It'll show like if you like something.
Right.
You like a goddamn beach or some shit, she hit you. Oh, so you trying to take that bitch to the beach?
Hey, this is two sides of that. You don't want to see, you do not want to see the niggas your girl actually like.
Man, you don't. Shit. Don't like them niggas. Gonna be a nigga that work out all day.
Mm-mm.
It's gonna be the nigga that
it's
you.
Be a, it's gonna be a nigga.
It's gonna be terrible.
Up.
This nigga working GameStop.
Right.
What the fuck going on?
Man.
Then you gonna ask.
Super Smash Brothers.
Then you gonna ask too early. You like, who the fuck is this? That's the nigga who do my hair.
Oh. No, they say that's my brother.
Nope. Then they send you a picture of the nigga, his husband. You be like, fuck.
You get it wrong.
Say shit about
you get it
this
wrong.
Dope dealer nigga that with all this designer on, because that's the nigga she really like.
You got it wrong.
But he lying.
You got it wrong.
You got it wrong, and she was able to. She was
a rat. You picked the wrong nigga to argue about. Yeah.
She adjusted. She shifted mm-mm. The whole game plan after
man,
that.
If any girl dropped a hard eye on my picture, she going to follow her.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Then you was talking about ugly women. Them the ones that'll get you fucked up, because they'll leave a comment like they know you for real.
Thanks for last night.
I ain't never been in Nebraska.
Then your ass gonna get back in the house.
You didn't look at her
picture
for real.
Got something you
want
to tell me?
Man. This lady has 7 young children. This old lady hit me on that. She said, Grandma got something for you.
Nana pudding?
I don't know. Might have been a blanket. Probably a baseball
quilt.
Hat.
It definitely was a quilt.
Probably was
cardigan.
Probably was a hat or something. One of them gas station Braves hats. I see you be wearing hats.
I know you like hats.
Here you go, baby.
What the fuck company is this?
You got the hat with the dollar sign on it.
Yeah, it's a different type of hat. I be telling folk, like a girl, right? She said, do you like hats? I see you be wearing hats. I said, yeah. Man, that motherfucker brand me a FUBU sports hat. What's the nigga that was on that Fat Albert? He on that motherfucker say, hey, hey, hey. I was like, yes, 2020. What the fuck you doing? Don't
Roger
be.
Platinum
you know, women, they get so emotional when you what they say, don't be rude. It's the thought that count. Nah.
Oh, they.
You're not finna buy me no FUBU sports hat.
Platinum FUBU.
Nigga don't even know what FUBU is.
You was supposed to wear that hat.
Send it back.
You was supposed to wear that hat.
I should've worn that motherfucker today. I would've been that bitch. I like this. Lame as hell, just.
Oh, you just supposed to wear it and take it.
What's the other outfit that you used to wear? The Sean John sweatsuit, the little velour.
The little velour, the towel.
I got one.
Shit made out of towel, nigga.
I got one.
Nigga put it on his body wet.
I'm about to bust that bitch
fresh
out.
Bro, you gonna be hot as hell. We gonna win in the winter.
No, I'm gonna bust that bitch out. You
it's only one
up.
Size, nigga. It's gotta be an XL.
They only make them in my size.
XXL.
Nope.
You that nigga, you had one of them.
Because them bitches ain't long. They just wide. So even if they don't fit, they do.
Now, y'all remember the see-through Air Force Ones?
Never had them.
Why was that?
Bruh.
Were they really Nikes? Did Nike really? But not at first.
But, yeah. Nigga had them on. They were fake.
At
then
first.
You see their feet sweating and shit through the motherfucker. Then they did Reeboks and they did all that type of stuff.
I was not that deep under the Nike spell. I didn't never fuck with the see-through.
No clear Nike.
You had them. That's the main nigga that had a pair.
I ain't had that shit.
No socks. Just walk around the motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
Feet sweating like shit.
He toes that bitch like this.
Shit, a whole ecosystem.
Got AC on. Your feet cold and fucking.
What you got going on in there, man?
Hell nah. Cam had them bitches, and he used to do the chicken head with bitches.
Doing that whoop Rico in the mouth.
Hell no, you was in there. Don't let no chinky come on.
That boy had a tall T, had a rag.
Whoop Rico with Brookie's neck. Man, that was a fuck. I want to know what happened to Rico. Is Rico okay?
Oh, I don't know the whole story. I did a skit with him.
Yeah.
They said his name was Rico. He was talking shit, literally, and they beat his ass. And after that, shit. It's crazy. You got a whole damn. That nigga probably watching the motherfucker. Rico.
Yeah. You know that. You know.
I'm Rico.
He playing for the kids.
This turn that shit on. He about to get mad.
That shit turned the birthday party.
You know the song about me now.
They dropped it. He gonna break the whole shit down. I got one of them good though, and then, you know, young boys ain't hot on me. Nigga, you the same age as them. Come on, young boy.
You look up this shit be on Vlad TV. So Rico recently was on a show. So you guys jumped him.
That nigga
DM'd
one of us.
Yeah, man, we jumped him.
DM'ing one of us, what? Let me tell y'all, I think we're really.
Hey, man, if you really want to hear my side of the story.
What's up? What's up?
Whoop Rico.
The Whoop Rico side.
I mean, right now, they're going to slow that shit down, had a little sad music playing in the back.
Somebody going to have some footage of it. It's just going to be a little, like, that old footage from the old camcorder.
What's that nigga
name? Unsolved
Mission?
Yeah. It was a normal
Mr. day. Oh, Whoop Rico started in a...
What's dark. The club? What's the club they used to be at?
Prime time,
yo.
He hit him with a left. He hit him with a left. They gonna have the owners of Prime Time in there. We got in the nightclub business because we like to create a safe family environment where people can come out and have a good time. But the night Whoop Rico happened, it was anything but that. I just felt something was gonna happen that night.
I'm a witness. You're the witness. Yeah.
Something was off that
I
night.
Was taking tickets.
We usually get about 400 people.
For that night, we got 250.
For that night, there were 600 people there before 11 o'clock. And then we looked up, it was 800 people. And I believe by 12 o'clock, it was 1,000. We just had too many people there, not enough security.
Music got to change.
We could have saved that young man. We failed him.
We actually joined
in. They going to talk to the paramedic, too. Yeah. By the time we got to Rico, I just kept telling him, keep fighting, young man.
It was awful.
Keep fighting.
It was awful.
They had stepped all over his tall tee.
It was feline prints everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't tell where the neck of his shirt began.
That shirt.
I saw a young boy in a shredded nightgown.
They gonna hit him too.
T-shirt. He's actually naked under the tall tee. His pants actually fell off because he was already wearing Jabos.
I noticed his socks. They were very slouched.
And slouched socks. But the elastic in the fight was torn out. They were still on, but they were loose.
I suddenly look to the left and I see some Jabot pants on the ground. Trying to figure out why they had straps on them.
They actually didn't break Rico's neck. They fractured his vertebrae.
In front of his spine.
Stop.
You got to up.
Rico doing his whole interview like this.
Doing this.
His wife driving the van. You know, he takes 4 pain pills a day. 1 minute he's talking to me normal like the Rico I know.
And the next minute.
He's calling me a fucking bitch. Ouch, bitch.
He hates me.
Yeah.
He tells me that all the time.
Oh. I love him so much.
And that's the story of the woman. They get Rico to the boy on them. My daddy don't let me listen to no rap music.
My favorite song.
They asked, do you feel like it's hindering your son if he...
Mm-mm. I don't want to hear no goddamn rap in my house.
They crazy. Y'all fucked up people, man.
I don't know what's wrong with it. Either one of y'all.
That's what he's saying. It's a true story. He just didn't get evaluated. I wonder do he still think about that shit.
Man, what did he do to make the nigga want to jump him?
Why they didn't listen to his diss song, though?
He had a reply.
This song? No, but you should have.
He should have dropped some shit. What can he say?
They didn't whoop me that bad.
He would have dropped some shit.
They didn't whoop me that bad.
He could have
came out and said anything, though, at that time. Long as it was on some snaps. I'm Rico when I'm okay. I'm Rico when I'm okay.
All they had to do is put Fable on that.
If they really would me, I wouldn't be able to rap.
Oh, they got to put somebody hard. That's why they got to put Nas on it. Like, what the fuck
you got to come back with a snap song. With a dance to go to. Put Fable on that bitch.
Bitch can't hit me.
I'm alive! Still alive!
Man. I didn't die!
Back me up!
Back me up!
Beat the shit out of Rico. He a real nigga, though. He still out here. That's your partner?
It's your partner. Throw that nigga
ain't gonna... We hope everything good.
Yo, ain't gonna be somewhere. Like... I'm Rico. You know he one of them type of niggas. I'm Rico.
I don't know.
You if he got up. His ass beat at prime time, bro, he by himself.
He was young. He a grown man now. He's respectable. He probably worked for FedEx.
He an alderman. He's city council.
Yeah, man. Look, stop bringing that shit up, Cam.
That nigga probably still at the goddamn house.
He at the crib watching with his girl. His girl never know. You a whoop, Rico?
Do the dance. Bitch, this about me.
Not something I ever wanted to talk about. I moved to Lithonia for a reason.
I'm talking about prime time.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
What was that whoop, Rico name you had? Man, that was a whole little era right there.
All the little dance songs. I don't know what it was called. It was snap music and it was dance song.
Nah, it was, nigga, it was shooting music. Yeah. Crime Art?
Oh, yeah.
You play that shit in the club that right now, nigga. That shit, that's the new Pooh Shice. Well, that's the old Pooh Shice.
Hell yeah, you play that shit right now. All the niggas 35 and up.
Shout out to the niggas that rap the girl boy.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Start pointing
at
niggas.
They can't even help it. They don't even catch that shit.
Man, them niggas had them kinky twists in their heads. I'm trying to... Got a AK-47 with a kinky twist, nigga.
Come on, man.
You had the motherfucker?
Never.
Man, listen.
I'd rather rock a perm with some sideburns.
Like the Rock. The Rock had the ball. You can't lie, nigga. I wanted my shit like that.
Okay, oh, the Rock used to wear his hat like an auntie.
With that swoop back.
Yep. Yeah. With the spritz on it.
Yeah. I got a question. What the fuck was they always saying when they walk out, though?
Oh.
The wrestlers. You ever notice they talk shit on the way to the ring? You got Stone Cold, Steve Austin, all that shit.
They wasn't saying shit.
Niggas that walking down
talking
just
shit, trying to make it seem like.
Yeah, they were just talking like how they be cussing on cartoons.
They were trying to remember the moves God, for it, the man.
This motherfucker thing. I think I'm a bitch. I ain't no bitch.
I ain't a mad ass nigga to walk out.
What if they was back there drinking beers and just talking shit on the way to the ring? I gotta wrestle this nigga. He got them little ass drawers.
Okay, this nigga little ass drawers.
Nigga was stinking too. Somebody out there. Rikishi, come on, bro.
He got all this baby oil on. Nigga in the drawers.
Greasy ass. I know he greased
now
up.
Now you look back at it, bro, grown. Wrestling was weird than a motherfucker.
You know what
I'm saying?
Rikishi.
Grown ass man.
With a thong on.
With some fucking boots and some knee pads, some drawers, and a fucking cowboy vest.
And he's sweating.
And he came wrestle. Out and looked wet already.
Yeah. Like the Rock.
He came out already wet. How the fuck is you? This nigga jumped out the pool to get into, man.
Man.
And then you watch all these documentaries about the wrestlers who trying to make it. These niggas in there wrestling on 2x4s and wondering why they can't move their neck. It's hard. But we go back every day. We make 75 cents a week. But our life could change if we get that big call. Maybe get some work. Man, that shit is not.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
That shit dangerous, though. I'm not gonna take away from it, because they really be slamming a nigga.
Suspended from school from Stone Cold Stunner, nigga. I ain't think about the shit.
You did the kick and everything?
I kicked that nigga in shit. Blue! Cut up. I was just looking at him. I thought he was bullshit. I thought we still wrestling.
Hell no.
Boy, that nigga ran to the office.
Totally. Hit that.
You already know that. Like, what the fuck?
Damn.
This nigga did the shit and then probably drank a goddamn apple juice.
Like, this nigga whole esophagus then collapsed in your shoulder.
This nigga celebrate.
He can't even tell shit when he get to the office. He got to write it down.
We ain't going right though. Cam just
hit me with the stunner.
What's a stunner?
Nigga, it's fucked up.
Be, when they wind that shit up, they just be quiet. You lie. Here we go with this shit. You right there though. This nigga just snow cold stunned my ass.
Man.
I got suspended my team for that bullshit.
You must have really pulled the move off. 2 weeks, nigga.
When a stone cold stunner that nigga ass. Right
out of it. Man, I ain't fucking my child, man.
Yeah, you are, man. This is the perfect place to do that type of shit, because this is the trap, and that's exactly what we do, man. We just be sitting over here talking shit. Trying to make it happen, you know.
Nigga still with Sean, you know, love, bro.
Nigga, this shit, yo. What we supposed to do?
When was this?
You supposed to pull up in the Trans Am. Y'all supposed to pull up like on some mall shit.
Listen, have the trench coat. Where it's kind of.
We gonna pull up on Simpson Road.
With a cigar.
When them young nigga got them 30s. Them whole sticks. You know they laying in the bush watching that trap house.
Nigga ain't laying in the bush and the mosquitoes don't like their ass.
Listen, you know them niggas will be outside quick. Simpson Road is a notorious road in Atlanta. Don't ever let nobody invite you over Simpson Road. That's one of them roads.
Simpson is welcome on.
If you're not from over there, don't go over there.
It depends.
It do depends.
It depends. It depends.
You got to go over there 3 times before you can actually get out and go in somebody's house. You got to pull up in somebody's driveway. 3 good times and leave like you dropping some kids off or something.
My nigga told me a white roach don't exist. I said, go on, Simpson.
Shit. Every nigga from the project for real done seen that mysterious white roach, that albino roach.
Them see one of them
fly too.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's some special shit. That
that's
shit
the one that'll
scary.
Fly all in your face. And, yeah! Oh shit, that bitch can fly. Was that a butterfly?
Exactly.
That means you need to pay attention.
Yep.
It's something about the ship you gotta pay attention to.
Every nigga that's seen
getting the hell on.
You ever seen the single mom roach?
Mm-mm.
The one with the egg hanging off the back?
Man.
And you like, where's the father? He got her out here looking for food by herself.
That's the main one you gotta kill though.
Children?
That's the main one you gotta kill though.
Yeah. Well, you really don't gotta kill her because she already been kicked out the community for getting pregnant too young. Why you think she out there by herself?
What's the roach name then? She got a baby by herself. Can't be brother. Lady.
Rochelle.
Rochelle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last name?
Baffron. Brown.
Beckwith?
Rochelle Baffron.
Rochelle
Baffron.
She gotta be a Brown. Rochelle Brown.
I think it's Roach's last name, Roach. Because if you give her the first name, it's gotta be Roach. Man, that's the game. Damn, we should have ordered some food.
Something.
Because now we have. And we don't have no sandwiches or nothing.
One of y'all niggas got EBT
cards. Just you there. Ain't had it up. Yeah, last time.
I can't believe the nigga said we ain't pull up on him on Simpson Road.
Y'all just said y'all nigga ain't.
Nigga, we ain't even know we was on Simpson Road.
So you saying
let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all.
Get in right?
I thought she was in Riverdale or some goddamn well.
The nigga gave me 2 pieces of watermelon with like.
Alright,
figure it out.
Who did?
Y'all niggas.
In here?
Yeah.
You can't
2 pieces of watermelon and some salt.
That's what you had?
You asked for that shit.
I want some hot wings.
Nigga asked you what you wanted before you came up in here. You like, man, 2 pieces of watermelon? That's what you get for bullshitting all the time, man.
Make sure you gonna get the nigga.
They gonna blame that shit on them.
Man, you nigga ain't getting no meals here.
No 85, no meals here. Nigga gave me a sack lunch from Rice Street with a 2% milk that was open already. Nigga already done drunk out of it.
All I hear is criticize.
Nigga talking about 85-901 Rice Street.
You ain't give us shit.
Intervention. This 60 days
in. You ain't bring us none of that shit from Simpson Road. None of that good
barbecue.
Because
y'all got to calm down. I got you, man.
I didn't know you was over there for real. I thought you was somewhere safe. Man, I don't even know where in the hell I parked my track hawk on Simpson Road.
Nah, man, I'm sorry.
And being like, be in a building, like a house.
You be outside.
Simpson, like I said, you can go over there and just see something.
I'm gonna take all y'all out of no. this over. We all going over there.
Cause then they gonna Simpsons. Fucking recognize me from when tonight. I used to be on Simpsons.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I was over there earlier.
You was over there earlier?
Yeah.
Where you was at?
I said,
he was on Troy Street, man.
But you know, I was on Simpsons. I was on there. When you come down and you had to bust that right.
You was right there. Explain the direction.
Yeah, cause everybody know that street.
You go down.
Street, nigga. Right. They hit the train tracks.
It ain't
tracks.
Really right. It kind of just veered to the right.
That shit shift over that way.
The whole street on that motherfucker fucked up.
Exactly.
That's how you know where you at, though. Everybody know that. Anywhere, that's just like every MLK fucked up through the hood.
Mm-hmm. You don't understand, bro. Motherfucker get to coming outside and all types of shit. Next thing you know, you look up, you gotta ask somebody to let you out this bitch. Hey, man, you let me out? Yeah, I'm right here. You can just bag me out.
But then they get mad, though, when they gotta let you out, though. That's everywhere, though. That's just like, shit, what's a fast food restaurant where you gonna deal with the hood? Popeyes.
Church.
Churches.
And one thing about churches, though, at least they take your money first before they start bullshit. They'll take your whole order. You'll see all the goddamn chicken up there. It's all kind of chicken. You just knowing your order right there, you know what you order. You waiting on chicken and you looking at people get chicken. It's chicken right there. I'm 415. Yeah, we cooking yours. Man, what the fuck is all that chicken up?
This shit annoying you.
That's spicy. All the whole rack.
That's spicy.
You gotta put it, she's sweating too. It look like a high school cafeteria lady. She kinda big, she's sweating.
Yeah, man.
She got attitude. She got that little ponytail.
I feel like if she don't got flour all over her shirt.
Yeah.
She ain't been working hard.
Yeah, you ain't
the
really.
Cook gotta have goals too. Sure. That's the West Side. I don't know about the other guy.
Nah, like, you know you're a lab nigga when the niggas in the kitchen be peeking. I didn't even care. I'm finna drive now.
Yeah. Nah, nigga try to save some goddamn weed now while they at work.
You know, a lot of these fast food places got cameras on that bitch now. They can see you before you see them. I thought I was tripping. I was at Bojangles one day. The girl came on the speaker and said, "We got titties in the building." What you pull around here? You gonna see them too. Got my ass.
Hell nah.
I fuck with some Bojangles though. They got the good-ass chicken sandwich.
Oberry biscuit.
It sound like you get love. They put my ass out.
Yeah, you ain't.
Nigga, I went to Lenny's. A nigga said, "But them nigga don't kill my nigga." Kept walking. I was just like, yeah, man. Go back down now. Come out the damn Nike store. A little security guard right there. Everybody know that one security guard at Lenny's with them big-ass glasses.
Ain't securing shit.
Man, that man. Yeah, we're going to have to get you up out of here. For what? You hear that? Nigga upstairs, but them nigga don't kill him. Folk kicked my ass, I ain't even do nothing.
They came to you.
Bruh, every time coming out, they be like, we not doing that here. Nigga, I ain't the one that's saying this shit. It's just people that fuck me, they ruthless, just raw. So it don't matter where we at, they gonna go hard. But it be bad time a lot of times.
They don't give a fuck. They just be excited to see you, man.
I can't buy no new shit.
Boy,
they just be excited to see you, man.
Yeah, security, how the fuck you gonna come? That's, hey, man.
You gotta send security some of your shit.
Yeah, let them know what the fuck going on.
You gotta put him in the video. He ain't gonna fuck with you till you put him in the video.
That's all I wanted.
Hey, man, turn me up a little bit, man. Goddamn,
give some feedback, man.
Turn me up a little bit, man. Tell them I ain't got no Instagram. Follow me on Facebook.
And then they'll make an Instagram. They have that one weird picture with a Kangol hat on.
You gonna be in their profile?
Nah, they gonna flex like they own the. They gonna flex like they own the security company.
Griswold
big
Security.
They gonna be big boy.
Big boy.
Big Mac Security and Armed Forces.
Hey, but then you got the other nigga too. You got your homeboy who finna start a company. He come back with LLC. West Side Security.
Come on, bro. You can't do a better name.
No, bro, I just still want to be a gangster, bro.
They always got to throw another sad business in that concrete bundle.
South of Forest
Armed Forces Security.
Westside Security. That shit don't, yeah.
Specializing in Rottweiler.
Like, they can't help you.
He's fucked.
Slogan, we will beat your ass.
Bro, you can't promote this shit.
Griswold Armed Tactical Forces. Nigga, Tactical Forces, nigga.
Nigga feel like he put that security vest on with all them pockets and shit. You can't tell him nothing.
Black Ops, nigga. Yeah. This nigga is, nigga, he in the game.
Ski mask with a skull on it, nigga. Man. You are not fucking, what's that nigga, Ghost?
Nigga got walkie talkie, talk to his goddamn self.
39975.
We moving right now.
Who the fuck is you talking to?
They probably, and the funny thing about it, we saying, I guarantee Big Boy Security out there. Nigga finna cut that whole shit up, see?
Them niggas fucking with me right now.
Yep. Hey, they shouted me out.
Yep.
We gonna have a whole commercial.
Appreciate that promo.
How I get in touch with you? I want to sing you something.
Hey, man.
I ain't finna sing shit.
Nah, nigga gonna wait a couple weeks. Hey, my business really jumped out when y'all said that shit.
If not, a nigga finna go make it. It's a Big Boy Security out there.
Exactly.
It definitely is.
It's gotta be. Shout out Big Boy spelled every kind of way.
Hey, shout out to all the rappers who be using them local security guards sometimes. Nigga be bragging like a motherfucker. Yeah, baby. Hey, we had Superchar Cam 2 weeks ago.
Using them motherfuckers. Took him to the house, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we had the whole night.
Real nigga, man. I got wings with him and all that shit.
Got to ride in the truck, home.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was in the Hulk like this.
Nah, he was Drew, my security guard, man. Shout out to Drew. Drew be driving the Hulk in there. I'm like, Drew, nigga, you know we doing 100.
Shit, I got my badge, you know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Man, we had a booking down at Eatonton. We got down there like 40 minutes, that nigga. I'm like, bro, you calm your ass down.
Shit, no.
Shit, you riding out here.
Hell no. It's like when you get caught speeding in Georgia, like the police pissed off. Like you had you the bold nigga to be speeding out here.
Depending on who stop you too. Oh, I keep telling about that GSP.
I don't know, man. Sometimes they'll let you go.
Depending on what county.
Yeah.
Like if it called county on some shit, nah. You finna get a ticket.
It depends on how far you are away from home.
Yeah.
I'm saying like in the whole state. Like if they know you ain't coming back, they're gonna try to make that shit inconvenient as fuck.
Right.
Your court date is in 9 days.
But that's being such a
sense. Or you can go online and pay $184 and take the class for 6 hours. And I'll probably throw it out.
You go on this website, the shit come up to $500.
What?
Then you call
$300 to sign up.
You gotta get in the system.
Then you actually gotta log in for 6 actual hours.
And they're charging you for out of town, you know.
Yeah, but then you call them, they tell you a charge you didn't even know you had. Yeah, well, you gotta come to court for that DUI. What fucking DUI? J-O-N, what the hell is this, man? You got some Frankie Lyman.
Who
blanks.
Put the bop in the bop? She bop, she bop.
You're on the elevator, nigga.
Tussie Papala. Tussie Papala.
The fuck did you listen to?
I've been on for like an hour.
That nigga listen to some Chuck Berry over here.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.